Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in... That's your problem.
Hello, everyone. Thank you very, very much for tuning into Spiritually Raw. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope you're having a great day. Hope everybody's being safe out there with that, you know, virus, right? So anyway, but check us out. You can hear us on BBS Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and starting this month in April, you can also be checking us out on Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and amongst about 100 different other places, too. So yes. And
iTunes Anchor
and
all the big boys.
Okay, so also people are always asking about, hey, how do I become a guest on your show? So super simple, go to spirituallyraw.com. There's going to be, just follow the bouncing ball, fill in the information, submit your questionnaire, we'll take a look at it, we'll get back with you as soon as possible. And by the way, when you do get there, don't forget to get your free copy of Secrets to Interview Riches. Yes. Yeah!
And everybody loves that.
And all that was without a script.
Yep, you're getting much better.
I think so. All right, so listen, enough about me and everything else. Let's talk about our guest, yeah?
Oh, you're going to love her. Sherry Anshara. She's a medical intuitive, international best-selling author, and creator of the Anshara Method of Accelerating Healing and Abundance. She says this now. This is going to be really interesting. You can resolve and dissolve the root cause issue of the painful symptoms issues in only 10 minutes. Sherry's had 5 near-death experiences and visitations since she was 3 years old. Sherry also bilocates remote views, and she teaches you how to do it too. Sherry's written 5 books about the differences between duality and consciousness. That's already a lot right there. She's lived a very multi-dimensional life, and get this, Jay, she has pictures of her with over 1 million orbs. She also has pictures of her with amazing beings. Don't ask me what kind. We're going to find out. Ships and so much more. For over 28 years, Sherry has utilized her medical intuitive skills first to heal her own broken back, broken neck, and smashed head, and then to assist, thousands worldwide to heal their bodies and their lives of ailments and traumas. Her clients discover that healing does not take a long time when Sherry Anshara gets to the core of why the issue actually started. To learn more about her, guess where you go? SherryAnshara.com. That's Sherry, A-N-S-H-A-R-A.
Wow, that was a hell of a plug.
I did leave out one last part. Hold on, I missed one last part. She's also the author of one of her 5 books, Take Back Your Power, You Becoming You.
And we haven't even interviewed her. Oh my gosh. Well, let's bring her on. Let's see if it gets better than that. Hi, Sherry. Welcome to the show.
Hi, and thank you for having me on the show. I'm so excited to be here. You have no idea.
Oh, likewise. Obviously, you could tell from our audience they are too. So let's get right into it. So let's go 5 near-death experiences. How? Like, people have, when they talk about 1, maybe 2. You got 5. How? What happened?
Well, actually, when I showed up when I was 3 years old, I would say wondrously weird stuff to my mother. And so when I say this, I mean this with complete non-judgmental ways. But I asked her, would tell her, how come the people I see that you can't see make so much more sense to me than the people we can see? Because they don't make any sense to me at all. And so when I was 3, I would say these things to her. Really, I did. And I was fortunate to be raised by 3 teenagers, so I had a different vocabulary. Mm. And so I would tell her about the lights around people, and I would tell her about these conversations that I would have, and it would freak her out. And she would say, Sherry, where did you come from? So at 3, I got really frustrated, and that's when I created my first near-death experience, because I thought, you know, just being a human, this just isn't working for me. But then, in this experience of a near-death...
Well, how do you create a near-death experience?
We all create everything in our lives, and this isn't a judgment, but see, we have been taught, you know... that our computer brain is our intelligence. Actually, they're looking for intelligence in the computer brain, which is only the left brain, It which goes to the right male side, the recreate, and that up, you know, sideways figure eight program, infinity, is all BS. So you know what BS, you know, sounds like. It's called bull, you know what. And so we create everything. So I was just a little bit more conscious. And so I just said, I got to be out of here. So what would happen is, like, some people get sick. I never really got sick very much, but I would create my avenues out. And then I would go have fun and play with all these wonderful individuals that I would meet that, you know, you could call them extraterrestrials, you could call them beings. I'm telling you, they're just all my peeps.
Let's dig deeper into that for a second. So you've created five near-death experiences so you can hang out with your peeps, yeah? And so...
Yes, but also not to interrupt you, but to get out of experiences that I wasn't liking.
Got it.
You know, that I didn't, because I had to do it. That's duality. You have to do this.
But did you actually, when you're saying you created a near-death experience, do you mean like you had traumatic, like you had an automobile accident, you literally almost died? Are you talking like that extreme?
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
Fabulously extreme, was wondrous. In 1965, I completely destroyed a brand new spanking red Corvette. I was hit twice by a 396 Chevy Chevelle, went through a cement block wall, you know, took down a 40-foot evergreen tree, and I thought, yay, I'm out. But it didn't work that way.
Wow.
And so the reason I did, there is a program called You Grow Up, Get Married, Have Children, Live Happily Ever After. Now, I am not judging that, but I told my mother as a little kid that these are the things I would like to do. And so I had to get married, and I wasn't pregnant. And so it wasn't about... It was about, like, how come I have to do these things? And so I was married a year. And then they said, well, you can't get married. Because remember, it's in sickness and in health till death you do your part. This is unconscious. This is the unconscious, but I was just a little more conscious. So that was my second one. And I said, I'm out of here. This isn't working for me. But it didn't work that way. But it did create a tremendous shift in me.
How do you feel now? I mean, that this at the present... that you're at right now, do you still long for these near-death experiences to talk to them, or are you just able to tap in from a different source or way of doing it?
Oh, now I can have chats all the time. So I am done with that. I am in for the long haul because I love it. And all these things that are going on in the planet now that we know, there really is purpose to it. Some of the purposes that created it are not so nice, but there is a purpose for us as we go in our homes.
So now you're in it now. You've kind of been able to level out there. So tell us a little bit about, you know, when you're having these conversations with these other peeps on the other side. I mean, is that just as fluid? Is it just as, I mean, it's just, are you just as aware as if you're talking like we're talking right now? Is it that clear?
Completely. And a lot of my clients have become friends, and my friends know that. Yes, it's just like having a conversation. But this is the part I like it. So now I have to tell you, and I love Spiritually Raw, I'm spiritually a snob. Isn't that fabulous?
Yeah.
You are. So- you are. Oh, my God.
I think you might start a new club.
Spiritually snobby.
I'm spiritually snob.
And this is how I mean the kindest ways. Is like, I'm not interested in duality. So even this universe is based on duality. You know, the Pleiadians are fighting with the Cirrus beings, or, you know, so-and-so is fighting with this. Doesn't that sound like this planet? So actually, I am so filled with gratitude that I get to work with, I can't even tell you how many, and there are a lot of different races, people, I call them people, that are non-duality. And that gives me my respite. And so I wouldn't go somewhere, you know, whether it's a ship or whatever, and say, oh, God, I'm so sad that you're having a problem with your mother or your sister. It doesn't happen that way. When you are real conscious, all that duality stuff, that good and bad, high and low, my God's better than your God, it's just so boring. It rhymes with ducking, boring.
Ducking, boring. Wow.
That's well, not I can very, say you're definitely very, not ducking boring.
Well, she's not spiritually snobby. Oh, my gosh.
I could have gained my life, trust me, and I wouldn't create one either.
Okay, so how do you...
Wait, my turn, Jay. Go ahead. Hold on. I have... Okay, my turn. You bi-locate. How do you actually do that?
Oh, it's so easy. Is in this duality human race, and I actually am teaching people how to become real humans, not by all that programming, and, you know, how to be in their selves. So I have clients all over the country, all over the world, And so they are used to me. They can feel me. They can touch me. Actually, this is a funny story. Way back when I was really getting into doing this, I visited my sister one night, and she thought I had died because I was at the end of her bed because I was checking her out. So she called a friend of mine and go, she didn't have another one, did she?
Oh, man.
So, you definitely keep your family on their toes, that's for sure.
Sherry, hold that thought for us because we got to take a quick break. A word from our sponsor, everybody. We'll be right back. More with Sherry. Sherry Anshara, medical intuitive, international best-selling author, creator of the Anshara Method. So within 10 minutes or less, you begin to resolve and dissolve the root cause of the painful symptoms that you have an issue with. How? A unique process that unlocks deep-seated emotional pain, stress, and trauma by facilitating the release of core issues that reside within the body. Sherry's clients discover that healing does not take a long time at all when Sherry Anshara gets to the core of why the issue started. So get the clarity to heal yourself, your relationships, and live the best life ever. Go to sherryanshara.com to schedule an appointment or for more information at sherryanshara.com. It is my pleasure to introduce you to Billie Jean, certified in NLP and Reiki Master. Billie Jean's unique approach to drumming and native healing, as well as her coaching and mentoring, provides a deep healing in animals and humans. It is Billie Jean's mission to connect you to Mother Earth because, really, isn't that what it's all about? You will notice a tremendous difference in the spirit energy around you immediately following your session with Billie Jean. So to book your session or for rates, contact Billie Jean at spiritwalker5678@gmail.com. And that's Billie Jean at spiritwalker5678@gmail.com. All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much. We are with the lovely Sherry Anshara here, and she is just going through just all sorts of cool stuff here, you know, from near-death experiences to bilocating to spiritually snobby. I mean, the list goes on and on. So when you bilocate, Sherry, where exactly? You can go anywhere?
Of course, we all can do this. The reason is that we can't do it is that we've been told we're not good enough, we're not deserving, or, you know, that someone outside. Now, I'm not judging when I use this because I teach wordology as your biology. So guru means G-U-R-U. And you are the master. I'm telling you, no amateur could have ever created our trauma dramas. You are a master. And I teach people to step into their mastery.
So
I like that. The trauma dramas. That's classic. And you know what? That's so true. We create our own trauma drama.
Trauma drama?
Yeah.
Like baby mama?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So anyway, let's get to the point of where we bilocate. And now do they see you like...
That's what I want to
do. Do they see you like, you know,
as you?
As you? Or do
as
they see
a
like,
solid?
Is it like a, yeah, is it like solid or is it like kind of like a ghostly figure?
Sometimes they just feel it and sometimes they see it. I have clients that are on the East Coast and see, I remote to my clients at night. I don't even charge them for that, you know, when we're working regularly, but I will remote to them and they say send me energy and they will. So a couple I was working with and his wife, she woke up and she said she could feel my presence. Her husband woke up, who's also a client, and he said, oh my God, Sherry's here with us. I feel so much better. And it was like 3 a.m. their time on the East Coast. And
wow, you know, what kind of relationship is that? That's pretty cool there.
But see, you can feel. It's about resonance. People think it's frequency and vibration. Frequency and vibration is a bunch of BS. So if you're in duality in the trauma dramas, that's a frequency and vibration. But if you're clear, that's also a resonance because frequency and vibration are just byproducts. And so because they're being the cause instead of the cause is the excuse, they feel my presence. They know it. And some people actually see me like my sister did, or they will sense that I'm there and they will feel that comfort because they're... best is what I'm supporting is them to be healthy and be their best.
How is it different from remote viewing?
Okay, so remote viewing is, and when I teach people how remote view, I mean, there's a military guy that trained like 200,000 military people. But what I do is I teach them to have fun with it so that you're not stuck. An example, I had a class on remote viewing and there were 10 of us. So what we do is we agree to go to a place, whatever that place is. Sometimes we'll pick the Eiffel Tower, just as an example. And then I show them how to stay totally grounded. See, out of body doesn't always work because you're not conscious, but they are totally conscious, 1,000%. They know where their body is. And I go through this process, which is part of the Unsharp process, to do that. But they know where they are. And then we go and we spend so much time and then we come back and I get them fully integrated in their body. And then before they talk to anybody, each one of them writes down their experience. And then after they write it down, then they share it. So, for instance, some people went to the Eiffel Tower during World War II and had that experience of the Germans coming. Sometimes people went to the Eiffel Tower when it was being built. Sometimes they went to it when it was now. But they all would have it, and we looked it up, and sure enough, what they talked about is exactly what they were seeing.
So let me ask you a question then. So when you're training people on how to do this, okay, so you're going through this thing, what's kind of state? Do they have to get in some sort of like deep meditative state to get there?
I believe in being fully conscious about doing everything. And for instance, I've even worked with people with comas and brought them out, and they had a sense and a remembrance. So it's teaching people to be fully conscious and connected to themselves. We are actually, if you want to call it, wired to do all this stuff. But because of the centuries and eons of programming that we're not supposed to do this stuff, and we make it booga booga or woo woo, not judging it, but we make it bad and wrong. Oh, it's going to be evil, or it's going to be... That's not the truth. Our body is the intelligence and intellect. It is. It's called cellular memory. So I'll throw this out. There's no past lives. It's a continuum, and it's in your experience. So 50 of my clients in this continuum, I have found them on Google or Wikipedia, including my own office manager. And it looks like them, whether they're the same or not, but their experience that they're having, regardless of the time frame, are the same.
Hang on. When you say you look people up on Wikipedia, by their current name?
No, by the name that came up out of their body. That I wouldn't necessarily know, that I would not know, because it's their experience. But they're fully conscious when they're doing this. It comes up in cellular memory, and it's like a movie to me. And it's like the cast of characters, names come up. It's not because I'm so brilliant. We really all have the ability to do this.
So there's no past lives from what you're saying here, and these people are living would it be like a parallel universe of sorts?
Well, it is. It's dimensions within us, but it's all cellular memory. See, duality is the cellular memorization of the programs that you're, you know, this background, or you're this nationality, or you're this, or you're that, and this is what we have to do. But your body is the full spectrum of all of your experiences. And remember, I've been doing this for 28 years as a profession, but I was doing this before as a kid even. And just knew that our bodies were the most spectacular intelligence and intellect, and that our brain, we're only operating on half a brain. And by the way, in the one accident, my brain's actually out of place in my cranium. And I was studied at the University of Arizona, and they said, you're a genius. And I go, yeah, you guys are stupid. My brain's out of place. Thank you for cooperating my work. And they just laughed.
Wow.
So, that
is very funny. So let me ask you this then. Okay, so if you say illness has one thing in common, and that's the cellular memory, I get it.
Memorization of the emotions.
Okay, that makes sense. So when someone says then, well, how can you explain that people are all around the world are getting this virus?
That's a lot deeper. And that is actually staged.
The
virus is staged, right?
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Get it. That makes perfect sense. So then the people that are getting it, are they part of the play?
Well, it's whoever body has low resistance. So when you keep yourself healthy, it's not going to have the affect, effect, or infect. Duality teaches you to be infected with anything, whether it's a virus or a belief system. And I call that the affect the AEI factor of fear. And so I teach people what fear is. And I'm gonna put this out as the snob. Remember, but in a kind, loving way.
But hold that thought, Sherry. We got to take a quick break here. We'll be right back. And I want to don't forget what that thought is. Definitely finish it when you come back.
The year is 2021, and the world finds itself under the direct control of an unquantifiable, unidentifiable, stealthy satanic conspiracy, whose goal is nothing short of snatching the souls of everyone. Get your copy of Terry L. Cook's riveting new sci-fi novel, The Duke of Hell, The World's Final Dictator, and get lost in a tale of planned calamities engineered by a secretive cabal intent on preparing the world for the arrival of its demonic alien master. While the hellish chaos begins to extend globally, only a very few are aware that Earth has entered its final hour. The Duke of Hell, the world's final dictator, grabs hold of your conscience and doesn't let up until the very last page has been read. And even then, it leaves you wanting more. The Duke of Hell, the world's final dictator, is available now in either paperback or Kindle formats from DukeOfHell.com. Buy it now at DukeOfHell.com. That's DukeOfHell.com. Get your copy today at DukeOfHell.com.
Are you challenged by a physical condition, the cause of which cannot seem to be determined? Ever know someone who seemed to be cured, and then the same condition returned, or another one showed up, if as by magic?
Would you be interested in an approach that supports your medical team in finding and resolving the emotional trauma hidden in your subconscious mind that triggered your condition in the first place so that your good health can return?
If this is you or someone you know, contact Catherine Silver, Certified Holistic Health Counselor, by visiting her website at www.catherinesilver.com. That's CatherineSilver.com.
And let her experience and expertise support your health and well-being. You can also email her at KathySilverHealth@gmail.com. KathySilverHealth@gmail.com. Get worldwide exposure. Be heard live on hundreds of the world's largest live broadcast stations. Spiritually Raw, the ass-whipping truth wants you. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, theories, and dogmas surrounding the spirit world, and no topic is taboo. Do you have an amazing or unusual personal story? Are you an author, expert, or authority in ancient mysteries, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, world religions, or anything revolving around the spirit world? If so, then Spiritually Raw wants you. Be a featured guest, highlight your products and services, and showcase your personality. We book up really fast, so go to spirituallyraw.com and submit your request today. All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Thank you very, very much. Okay, so Sherry, before we went to break, we were getting into the conversation about the virus and how some people are getting affected by that, and you were wanting to share with us, so let's pick up there.
Well, number one, there's this element called fear. And I'm going to break another BS program. Fear is not false evidence appearing real. Whoever came up with this, I'm going to hit them overhead with a cosmic frying pan. Fear is lack. Isn't that fabulous? Fear, yes, is just lack of information. That is it. That is the basis for everything. And so the more fear... I talk about this all the time. It lowers your immune system. And of course, then you can be attacked. Mm. I mean, I've been in hospitals where my clients, you know, contacted MRSA, flesh eating. I didn't get it because I'm not there to stick my finger in the MRSA. So the things that they tell you to do, but this is an opportunity time to find out within yourself what fear resonance are you holding in your body. When people say, I'm going to get it, they get it.
You know, so what? You just totally hit something right on the head, because how the hell else would it be possible that doctors and physicians and nurses and the healthcare workers, they don't always get it. They're not, the majority of them actually don't get it. So what you're saying then is they're not feeding into the fear of getting it, right?
Exactly. And that's their calling, their profession. See, I teach wordology is your biology. And what we say, this is Sherryism, what we say makes our day, and what we say can make or break somebody else's day. And so I've gone into ICU units and all this stuff. Now, and I haven't gotten anything from anyone because that I don't believe that. But the belief system, the bullshit programs of duality say that you can. And then they make projections. Well, a certain amount of population is going to get it, and then they get it. So if you buy into that you're the certain part of it, then that's what's going to happen. So we must really be clear about what it is we're saying. And yes, take precautions.
Is that why a lot of senior citizens are getting it? Because they're just having panic attacks?
Yes, and a lot of them are told you're a senior citizen and you're going
to
die.
Right, it's your time to go and this is where you're going.
And this is like, oh my gosh, that's what it is. Okay, so with the, what can you do? Like, for example, like the news. I mean, would you tell people, say, hey, you know what, just don't even watch the news?
No, what I would say is watch it. This is my first key that I teach people. This is the first key across the board. It is called NEO, non-emotional observer. When you become NEO, a non-emotional observer, and you can ask my clients that do, then they're looking for the facts. And what can I do? Not conjecture, not, you know, booga booga, you know, not any of that. They're looking for the facts. And am I going to have that, you know, the affect, effect, and infect, you know, the AEI factor, the fear. They're going to get the information and they're as they become conscious. So belief systems aren't conscious. When you are looking at yourself, and that's why I assist people to connect to their own core, because all disease, I don't care what it is, every disease on this planet has an emotional component, even if you brought it in from your continuum from a previous experience. It's all emotional. And that's what I've discovered over these 28 years of facilitating. And I'm not a healer, and there are no healers.
So you could be a totally healthy person from the visual on the outside. You exercise, you know, you try to eat right, you may even be a vegan, and next thing you know, you came down with cancer.
Yes, and cancer's eating yourself up alive. So I'm so grateful you asked that, because this is what happens when someone comes to me for a session, whether it's over the phone or in person or whatever, they will fill out my intake sheet and they'll say, Sherry, I've been diagnosed with such and such. I go, okay. No, I've been diagnosed. No, when did it start? When did it start? It could be as early as the womb.
Does that stump people when you ask that question?
Yes, in the beginning, but as we start to go through this clear, practical, make sense, that's my two favorite words, practical and then make sense. That's one word to me, make sense. Then when we get into it within 10 minutes or less, it doesn't mean they have the total solution yet, but they have the resolution. You can't have a solution without resolving it first. And then we can track how they created the cancer, where in their body, why they did it, how, because I actually have charts of energetic connections and what they mean. I teach people how to be godness. I can't say God, but I have charts to teach them how to be Yahweh, which means God. And this is not being a God. We got enough A gods, but to be the God within them. I mean, I can't believe I'm actually, in these last 3 or 4 months, I'm just saying it like it is. Because, you know, it's time. This is a wake-up call. This is how I feel. You know, in spy movies, they have sleepers where they wake them up. That's what I feel like I'm being.
So,
I feel like I'm waking up the sleepers to become conscious.
So this this movement, let's call it, or whatever, you know, that's passion that's coming through you right now. So what do you see when this virus is, here we are, you know, for those of you looking at it, when you pull out a time capsule, today is what, March 30th, 2020. So with this virus, once it gets through with people, what do you see actually happening out of this? So what's the good that comes out of this from your perspective?
And why do you think it got here? Or we had contracted it, or however you want to.
Well, it was actually created in a lab as biological warfare and population control and depopulating. It's just a fact. But there's a lot of people, so they want to do Republican or Democrat or Chinese or whatever, and people get too emotional about it. Yeah, and they in these emotionality of duality, that is how they lower their resonance instead of being neo, non-emotional observer, and looking at the facts of it. How will I allow this to come into my body? You know, it's like they say, well, if your family has it, you have it. That's not the truth. And actually, I'm going to throw something out. I'm writing a new book about DNA that'll blow people's pop stands as soon as I can get to it. But that is another program. DNA is a rhymes with ducking program. It's not the truth.
So whatever your blood lineage is, then doesn't necessarily mean that you're subject to that.
No. And that double helix means duality. That's the caduceus. It's the medical model.
The caduceus.
Not wrong in the medical model, because I work with a lot of doctors, but they're mostly functional because they're looking how do we function. We have not been taught how to function.
Give me an example when you're working with a doctor, Sherry. Give me an example of what they reach out to you for and what's those conversations look like.
Well, there's one doctor in Ohio. I've been working with him for 18 years. He was one of the first docs. I've worked with over 500 of his patients over the phone. I haven't even met some of them, and some I have. So what, you know what? Here's one of the ways. They don't know about, the test says this is perfect and this is perfect. Why do you have this? They don't know. So they'll call me. Or they will call me because they don't know what else to do. This is not wronging the docs, because I work with some fabulous doctors. So what is the core of these issues that we're not getting to? No matter how much meds or whatever you're taking, there is that emotional core. See, psychiatry and psychology work in the unconscious. Your body's like the house. So the subconscious is the closet, the garage. You know it's there. It irritates you. But where I work is in the foundation, in the unconscious, of getting to your own clear cellular memory information.
So since you're working with the unconscious and getting down to that cellular level, mm-hmm. does the client or your patient, would they have to then believe what you're saying, or can they be like a total skeptic, but because you're taking them down this rabbit hole of deep consciousness, does it work on that type of a person? Like the person that would be like, think that normally you were crazy.
Oh, my skeptics have turned out to be my best supporters. My skeptics, and I work with babies in the womb. I say I hit them from the womb before they hit the tomb, and I talk to them after the tomb. It doesn't matter to me. And so, but that is the beauty of it. Your body knows, and the body responds.
What do you say to the babies in the tomb? Like, what are you trying
in the womb? Babies in the womb.
Sorry, in the womb. What is it that you're trying to deliver or connect with?
Okay, I actually wrote an article for a very famous doctor, a baby doctor, 2-3 years ago for her newsletter, and it's called Baby's First Connection. So I will give you a couple examples. There is one, this is my accountant's daughter's baby, her granddaughter, right? And so she's 5 months old in the womb. So it's not about, you know, we're connected now, that like bullshit. So the kid says to me, ask them about my feet. Now, this is what the kid's talking to me, five months in the womb. So I say that to grandma and mama on the table, and grandma jumps up. She goes, you have no idea what you said. I go, no, I don't. It's not my information. So the day before, they were getting an ultrasound, and grandma in her office, because, you know, it was being sent to her, she said, I can't see her feet. And the baby turned, and they could see her feet in the ultrasound.
Aww.
And here's an example.
This
lady came to me in her 50s, and she was afraid of needles. She went through, I can't tell you how many hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years that she spent on therapy, not judging it. And they finally came to the conclusion she was nuts. She wasn't nuts. They even gave her shock treatments. They gave her drugs. But somebody knew her that knew me. And in less than 1 hour, we found out why she was afraid of needles. 50 years ago, they aborted babies with knitting needles. And that's what her mother tried to do.
She actually
called her mother and said, did this happen? And her mother was mortified and said yes.
Wow.
So wait a minute. Are you just saying that her mother... So she was not successful. Her own mother tried to abort her?
With a sewing needle,
and
right?
She survived it?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
That sucks. So how's that relationship with her and her mom?
Yeah, exactly.
It sucked.
Oh.
Yeah, like, how do you even, like, what do you...
Where do you go from there?
Yeah, what do you do with that relationship, right?
Trash it? You become Neo, and this is what I teach, the contracts. I teach people how to cancel the contracts.
Would you refer to those as, like, the soul contracts then, when you say the contracts?
Yeah, like, there's soul and spirit contracts. Your body is the vehicle to express it. So I teach people how to cancel contracts and make agreements. I have no contracts with anybody. Zero, zippo, none. But I have agreements, and we can even agree to disagree. It's fabulous.
You're like Footloose and Fancy Free.
She's spiritually snobby.
Oh, right. I am? Yeah. Because if someone comes and says you can't do that, so as soon as you tell me I can't do something, I go, okay.
I'm going to prove your ass wrong.
So,
but we all have this. We all have it. I'm not special. Honestly, I just kind of figured out the duck and crap.
So let's talk about the duck and crap for a minute. So when you're working with people, and now with your business model right now and what you're doing, are you sharing? I know you're working with clients, but then you're also, are you teaching people how to do what you do?
I do have classes. But my focus is now, actually, I'll throw this out. I'm looking for some people that would like to invest, but I would like to train the trainers and train the facilitators. I never thought at this age or stage, this is what I'd like to do. So I'm putting it out now. I would like to find some people that would be willing to invest, because this is the next steps, even though I've been sitting on it since I was 3 years old.
So you're looking for people to do what you do from a training point,
right?
Of
so
view?
They so it would look like this. And correct me if I'm wrong, Sherry. It would look like this. Basically, Sherry puts together the curriculum, and then these people pay to get certified in this curriculum. Ah. Now they're an actual Anshara instructor. How am I doing so far? I'm okay.
Yes, that is beautiful.
That's
and
awesome.
That's why. Now I'll give you an example. A year ago, it was a year and a half ago, I actually fell in my backyard. It was 118 degrees in Arizona. And I thought, at last, I am out. Thank God. Well, it didn't happen. So I did go to the emergency room to make sure I didn't have a brain bleed, because, you know, that's what technology is for. And so the doctors in the emergency room said, we don't know why you didn't die. Doctors, not one. And I said, well, if you don't know why, what the hell am I doing here? I have no brain bleed. Give me my clothes. I'm out of here.
Ducking doctors.
Yes, no, they were fabulous. They were fabulous. But then I just made the commitment. You know, I might as well just stay for whatever it is. It's not like I'm anybody special. I'm not. It's what I recognize is how special everybody is. And in this facilitation is to teach people how to become real humans. This is not a judgment of the old human, but the old human. That's why we're in the in-between times. This virus, though it sucks, could be our best opportunity in the in-between times to get out of this crappy ducking duality.
There you go.
I agree with that. How long do you think this ducking virus is going to be hanging around?
Duck off. I'm sorry. I just have to. Just found something I can actually use that entertains me now. Thank you.
Us to get into who we are and stop worshiping some entity outside of us when we have it inside. It's time to stop the worshiping. I'm not telling anybody don't believe in God. I believe in Source, but I don't believe in a God that separates people and tells you you're bad and wrong. I mean, at 6 years old, I quit a church. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it starts with a C and ends in ick. But anyway, and I just couldn't get it. I said, this doesn't make sense to me. So at 8 years old, I started a journey and visited other ones. And I thought, this is something. This is the craziest thing. I have a picture of me when I was 5 years old sitting on Santa's lap. I'm staring at him with my hand up. It actually looks like I'm giving him finger, because somebody said God was a white Anglo-Saxon sitting on a throne. I go, this guy's a nutcase.
Exactly.
I told my mother, don't take me to this. This is a bunch of baloney.
It never feels right either. Do you think then, are we entering into this, quote, great awakening?
Yes. Yes. And that is, an awakening means a wake inside of you of your energy. And energy is simply a byproduct. Just like frequency and vibration is a byproduct, energy is a byproduct of being conscious or being belief systems.
So let's say somebody wanted to become an Anshara certified devotee and do what you're doing. How long would it take someone, and what kind of qualifications would that person even require?
Their qualifications is, first, number one, the word willingness. They have to be willing to get and dump all, in a kind, loving way, all of their belief systems and see who they are and not get involved. Like when we run around saying we're healers, we're not. It's just deplorable, because all I do is facilitate. My clients know they cannot call me healer, because when they get these results, they're doing it. And the key is listening. How long it would take for that person, they have to be willing, and they have to be listening to what this information is, and it feels different. See, emotion is the crap, but feeling is the truth in the heart. That is a resonance. The brain thinkies, and that's why we recreate. And so there are steps to it. Someone could do it in a year. They might do it in a year and a half. Someone could do it in 6 months. It depends on where they are.
It's kind of like ongoing, wouldn't it be? It'd be like, you know, it's like you're really keeping them connected to the evolution.
Yes. And this is what I call this conscious evolution revolutionaries. But it's involved. Mm. So here's the word. This is my movement. Involved, conscious, evolutionary revolutionaries.
Wow. You are the acronym queen, young lady. You got it. If there's an acronym, you can get it at the end, Charmin. Okay, so listen, before you love and leave us, can you leave our audience with some parting words of wisdom from you and let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, reach out to you, to connect with you, to get a session, or to learn more about you?
Well, just know that within, this is the best one of getting out of duality. You know, because duality is based on victim programs, a victim of some crap or another. So just know this, Sherryism. How I'm treated is how I give people permission to treat me. Mm. And what I say makes my day, and what I say can make or break someone else's day. And my phone number in Arizona is 480-609-0874. And by the way, this book, Take Back Your Power, is available on Amazon, since you brought it up. And it's actually a way out of duality. It gives you steps. It's actually a handbook.
Oh, very nice.
And you can also go to sherryanshara.com, sherryanshara.com, sherryanshara.com. Sherry, you have been a love to have on the air with us. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's been great with you.
Thank you so much, Sherry, and thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.
Look up and I see stars out tonight. Look up and I feel things just ain't right. Look up and I hear the people cry. I look up and I wonder why. Don't you want to know what is? And I hear.
just don't know why. Have we lost all?